Okay, and this video is about five sayings, fünf Sprichwörter, five German sayings that Luise has to guess. Hallo, Luise.
Hallo, Tom.
And then five English sayings that I have to guess. Fünf englische Sprichwörter, die ich dann erraten muss.
Not that we're competitive.
No, but we keep score.
You keep score because I trust the viewer more than you.
I'm probably terrible at keeping score. All right. The first one is über seinen Schatten springen. Über seinen Schatten springen. Hast du eine Ahnung, was das bedeutet?
I mean, first, what is that in English? Über seinen Schatten springen. Over your
shadow.
So jump over your shadow.
Yes.
Über seinen Schatten springen. Springen. So it sounds like get over yourself, like get over your ego. Jump over your ego.
Ja, das ist schon fast die richtige Richtung. Almost. It's not to jump over your own ego, but to jump kind of like over your own hurdles, your internal hurdles that you have. Sich überwinden.
Like get over yourself?
Yes, exactly. So you have a big challenge going up. And you are not sure if you want to do it. And then you think, ich könnte dir raten, du musst über deinen Schatten springen. You have to jump over your own shadow in order to do it. In order to do it. Otherwise, you will just be held back.
So it's not like get over your fears. It's more...
Yes, yeah. Okay. Something like get over your fears.
Über seinen Schatten
springen. Über seinen Schatten springen.
And that's how you say it, get over your fears. So yeah. I wouldn't have to add anything to the beginning or the end to say that to you.
Sich überwinden. That's how we would probably say that in German. To overcome oneself.
Sich überwinden.
Okay. Was hast du? Don't beat around the bush. Yes. Can you say it?
Got it. Don't beat around the bush. What do you think that means?
I would say it's probably the... Like, go to the core of what is going on, not like talking around the thing, like go to the core, zum Kern, and then figuring out the solution to a problem.
Yes, sort of, yes. It means like just don't beat around the bush, like don't avoid the thing, like just say what you mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so...
You get like a point. You get a point for that.
All right, good. Number 2 ist mit allen Wassern gewaschen. Guys, I am learning a bit of French at the moment and I use the online language school Lingoda. What I like a lot is that they offer lessons all around the clock, mornings, lunchtime, or even evenings. So I can fit it around my schedule. And they're offering a Lingoda sprint at the moment where you get 50% cashback if you attend 15 lessons a month for 2 months. I think this is a great incentive to focus for a short period of time to improve your German. You even get 100% cashback if you attend 30 lessons a month for 2 months. So if you're looking to boost your German, then the Lingoda Sprint is just what you need to stay motivated and committed to your goal. Click the link in the show notes for more information and use my code 2022TOM, all in caps, for €20 or $25 discount. Join today! Also mit allen Wassern gewaschen sein. Was bedeutet das? Also was?
Mit allen Wassern gewaschen. So with everything, you wash everything with water.
To be washed. With all waters.
To be washed with all waters.
Also zum Beispiel, Deutschland hat gestern im Fußball verloren. Und sie sind nicht mit allen Wassern gewaschen. Oder eine erfahrene Person in irgendeiner Industrie oder in irgendeinem Bereich ist mit allen Wassern gewaschen.
Nope, don't know this.
To be washed with all waters, to know all tricks in the book.
To be washed with all waters.
Du bist mit allen Wassern gewaschen. Yeah, you know all the tricks, you're experienced in your field.
And you think that Germany's loss was a sign that...
Let's not go into that topic much more. Okay.
Okay, so no points for me there. That wasn't even close. Okay, number two for the English.
Can you read it?
Take it with a pinch of salt.
What's that? I think I know that one, right? Taking it with a pinch of salt. Also, nimm es mit einer Prise Salz. I think that is probably something that Germans struggle sometimes a little bit with. So to not take the things like as they are meant. Also, die Dinge nicht direkt nehmen. So to not take them directly, to take them a little bit on the jokey side, or to not take them too serious or too literal.
Take it with a pinch of salt, not to take it too literal. It also can mean like, take everything he says with a pinch of salt, because he has a bias about this. So yeah, you kind of need to always balance the perspective or the opinion that's been given.
Good. Yeah. I like that.
Of course you like it. You're winning now. Oh, it's 2-1. Number three.
Da liegt der Hund begraben. Da liegt der Hund begraben. Obviously, I took ones that are not like super obvious. Da liegt der Hund begraben.
There lies the dog.
Buried. Begraben.
There
is
lies the buried dog?
Yes, kind of like there the dog is buried.
Is that a secret thing?
No.
So you've come across a hidden secret?
Mm.
You kind of stumbled across something that was like, or is it like an elephant in the room situation?
Not elephant in the room. What was the saying that you had before? There was one about the core, like getting to the core of things.
Yeah, don't beat around the bush.
Yes, and no, it's not the same. but it,
yeah, it's like that saying, but it's not like that saying at all. No.
Also, da liegt der Hund begraben. Das gibt irgendwie, keine Ahnung, du erzählst mir von irgendeinem Problem und wir versuchen, dieses Problem zu lösen. Und dann finden wir den Ursprung, den Kern des Problems, den Kern der Sache. So we talk about a problem and then we dig into it and we find the core, the source of the problem. That is where the dog is buried. Da liegt der Hund begraben. I have no idea where the sayings all come from. I'm sure the internet helps with that.
The English equivalent, I think, of that would be now we get to the meat of it.
Yes, all right.
Say that.
It sounds a bit more positive than with the buried dog.
Speaking of that, for the last one, take a pinch of salt. Do you have an equivalent of that in Germany?
I can't. It's so I can never think of.
Like the equivalent.
The equivalent. I'm pretty sure many of them exist, but I can never think of them from the top of my head.
That will be a future episode.
Yes.
Okay.
A very challenging one.
Okay, number three. Wait, did I get a point? It's very important to keep count.
You guys can write in the comments if Luisa got a point for that one or not.
I got one for that one. I'll be reading the comments.
All right.
Okay, number three on the English.
You can go a little bit.
Thrown a spanner. thrown a spanner in the works.
Can I see it again?
To throw a spanner in the work. Oh. Well, you've thrown a spanner in the
okay,
work.
Okay, so something that worked, like a good working system, and you kind of want to make that system not work so well, want to disrupt that a little bit. Maybe it's a competitor, ein Wettbewerber, and you put a spanner in the works, and so their like neat system, their neat strategy, whatever, execution plan doesn't work as well anymore. You throw something in that doesn't work well anymore.
Just to clarify, so are you thinking this is literally a factory expression?
Yes.
So it's a very literal expression to you. Yes. No,
take it with a pinch of salt, mit einer Prise Salz.
Yeah, we'll take it with a pinch of salt. Okay, so yeah, it's yes, but it's just something you say with any problem that comes up. You've just thrown a spanner in the works, like, we were going to do this, and now a problem's come up. That problem we would call the spanner. It's thrown a problem into the
situation.
So
it's not me throwing the spanner in the work. It's more like a thing that
you could be my problem. So you've thrown a spanner into the works because you just told me about something that affects our plan to do this.
So that's
or it could
pretty
be
much what I said.
A technical
just,
thing or anything.
Yeah.
Any problem that affects a plan.
Yeah, I like that. To throw a spanner in the works. All right. The next one, I have two more. Auf die Tube drücken. Auf die Tube drücken.
Can you provide a translation?
To press, drücken.
Oh.
On the tube. To put
the thumb on the tube?
No, not the thumb. Just to press on the, like to push on.
Press on
has,
the tube.
It has nothing, the actual meaning of it has nothing to do with those words. The, yeah, die Bedeutung ist komplett anders.
Can you give like an example of what you would say this?
Yeah. Wir haben einen Termin irgendwo in einer Stadt und wir fahren dort mit Auto hin und du sagst zu mir, Tom, in einer Stunde ist das Meeting und wir müssen uns jetzt beeilen, wir müssen schnell fahren. Du musst jetzt auf die Tube drücken, damit wir da rechtzeitig ankommen.
Okay, not what I understood all of that completely, but I got the gist. I think that you're saying basically you need to like put your foot on it, like you need to get there on time kind of thing. There's a deadline.
To hurry up. Yes. So it can, it's not just to hurry up in the sense of speed, but also to work quicker. The deadline, die Frist, you could say, morgen um 2 Uhr ist die Frist für das Projekt und wir müssen jetzt auf die Tube drücken, um diese Frist zu erreichen. We press now on the tube in order to reach that deadline. Die Frist, it's a very good word actually, die Frist, the deadline. Very nice.
Okay, number 4 for the English. Let the cat... Oh, this is just all you're going to get. Let the cat out the bag.
Yes, okay, let the cat out of the bag.
You definitely know this.
I'm more a dog person, I have to say, so I'm not really here. Anyway...
Do you really want the dog to be in the bag?
If the saying
not
can
be
adjusted...
Not that anybody wants any cats in any bags. Okay. No one put the cat in the bag.
No, wait, in German? Die Katze aus dem Sack lassen. We have the same saying in German. Die Katze aus dem Sack lassen. It means something like... oh God, how do we use that? There is like saying the truth, something like that.
Yeah, it's basically the same. That's cool that they're in this, they can say the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Makes more sense.
High five.
It's usually, that's probably the only one where we've got the same one. But it's usually like, I think you've let the cat out of the bag. It's like you've let the secret out or...
Yes, the secret aus, ein Geheimnis. Yes,
Geheimnis.
That's probably better than what my translation
exactly
would be.
Better.
Also die Katze aus dem Sack lassen, richtig, ein Geheimnis verraten.
It can be surprise, like as well, like a good way. Like, oh, you won't let the cat out of the bag. It's a like surprise birthday or something like that, but...
I love it.
Secret.
Ein Überraschungsgeburtstag. Can you say that?
Ein Überraschungsgeburtstag.
Very nice. Okay. Then the last one. Auf dem Teppich bleiben. This is... Whoops.
Stay
this
on
is
the rug.
two words. Auf dem Teppich bleiben.
Should we do a comparison on our handwriting skills?
mine is terrible. Anyway, auf dem Teppich
auf
bleiben.
Auf dem Teppich bleiben. Stay on the rug.
Yes, on the carpet. Yes, on the rug. Carpet, rug. The smaller, yeah, the rug.
Stay on the rug. Like, stay safe. Like, don't... Can you give it, like, in a sentence, how you might say it?
You have been very successful in something, or I don't know, you've won against me. We've played chess. You won against me in playing chess, and you're like, now I'm going to beat you. Now I'm the better player than you at all times. I'm going to even beat the, I don't know, a chess grandmaster. And I could say you, like, bleib mal auf dem Teppich. Like, stay to the facts. Don't exaggerate.
Okay. Stay on the carpet. Stay. We've not even gone into why do these things even exist. Like, why did we put a cat in a bag in the first place? But yes, auf dem Tisch.
Well, we could research next time where the meanings also come from. That's probably quite interesting. I think the internet has probably something to say about that.
Yes, the internet always has something to say about that.
All right, cool.
Auf dem Tisch.
Also, auf dem Teppich bleiben.
Bleiben.
Das waren meine 5... meine 5 Sprichwörter.
Und die Finale.
Was denkt ihr über die Sprichwörter? Und jetzt das Finale, das englische Sprichwort.
Which probably represents where we're at.
Show it.
I've lost the plot.
So, yeah. So, I've lost the plot. Is like you've... basically me trying to do a podcast. Ich versuche einen Podcast zu machen und ich verhaspel mich. I'm completely talking all over the place without kind of getting to the point of what I actually wanted to say. Like, I'm usually talking.
You could say that when someone kind of strays off a point and they've kind of gone, Like, they're not very concise and to the point that they've kind of gone on a tangent in a meeting or a conversation. You could kind of say, you could say it in that context, but usually it's like, I've got a bit mad. I've lost the plot entirely. You'd usually say it like that, like, oh, I've completely lost the plot now. Like, I've completely lost what it was that I'm supposed to be doing on this. I don't really know what I'm doing. Or I've gone a bit mad. You might say it like, you could say it in football. I'm thinking of something you might say. But like, that player just completely lost the plot. Or the team's completely lost the plot.
It's so
no idea what they're doing.
It's so hard to sometimes explain sayings, right? Because you're like...
You all know exactly what you mean when you say it.
But when you try to explain a saying, it's a little bit more difficult. It's like intrinsic and extrinsic knowledge. I don't know. It's like it's a weird thing. But I think I understood this word. So... I like this little video that we did. If you guys like this as well, wenn ihr dieses Video auch gut findet, then leave a comment and tell us, that's great, do more videos like that. If you didn't like it, then don't say anything. And hopefully see you in another video.